Good morning, church. What a joy it is on this beautiful weekend, a far cry from last weekend, to welcome each and every one of you as we come together this day celebrating the gifts and the blessings from Almighty God. We pray indeed that the presence of Christ might rest upon each of us, that we might experience God's love and be more willing and enabled to share that with the world as we live out our daily lives in the week that is to come. And as we celebrate, may the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbor.
Good morning. We offer a warm welcome to all those who are worshiping with us this morning, especially those who are visiting. If you are visiting today, make sure that you see one of the ushers for a welcome packet, or you can pick one up at the Shepherd's Crook right out in the narthex. As we're sharing the announcements, please complete the register pad, pass it on to the next person, and then make sure that it comes back to the center. If you notice that someone who's normally here is missing this morning, please give them a call this week and let them know that they were missed. You can write any of your prayer requests down on the cards that are found in the attendance folders, and you can place them in the holders at the end of the pews so that the ushers can bring them to the pastor before the joys and concerns. And we come to that time where we talk about the things that are going on in the church and the life that we share together as brothers and sisters of Christ. Announcement?
The Living Last Supper announcement that's in the bulletin was from 2 weeks ago, so I have some updates. The yard posters, yard signs, for any of you who would like those, will be available on the Sunday after the 10th, whatever date that is, and the 14th, thank you. And if you have a yard sign that you've saved at home, please wait until Ash Wednesday to put it out. I am still in need of a couple of actors, and I see some possibilities out there, gentlemen, and don't make me have to find you. Please come up and let me know that you'd at least like some information about it. Secondly, there's still one packet of costumes down in the choir room to be ironed. Those of you who took things home to be ironed, if you could get them back into the choir room sometime in this next week, we would appreciate it. Finally, singers, we will be starting rehearsals on the 18th of February at 8:15 on Thursday night. And we invite anyone from the community to come in and join us in the choir. We have a goodly number of non-members who come and sing with us. So if you know someone who likes to sing, even if they don't go to church here, tell them about it and invite them to come and sing with us. Thank you.
There's a bunch of other announcements in the bulletin, but a couple that are really important. If you're looking for something to do or a way to get involved in the church ministry, either on Sundays or throughout the week, there are some things that are going on that are coming up that would be absolutely wonderful. Ministry teams, looking at starting visitations and serving communion to the shut-ins, instituting the group in the ministry that had happened before. It would be a great way. The lay servant school, Living Last Supper, all of the standard stuff. There's the choir, there's the sound team, ushers, everything. So take a look, and don't hesitate if there's something that you think you might like to try. Jump up, wave your hand, see me, see Dave, see Diane. We'll get you pointed in the right place. If not, we'll put you where we like you. Are there any other announcements? Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. Nellie just reminded me. It was Diane's birthday yesterday, so happy birthday, Diane. Would everyone now please stand and join me in the call to worship? God is our refuge.
God is our shelter.
The Lord is our hope. God knows us from birth. Praise be to our God. Let us pray. You know us, O God. You understand our worries and fears. Open our hearts to your transforming love, that your word may grow within us, building a community that bears all things, believes all things, and hopes all things. Amen. Let us now join in singing "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God."
Seated. Well, good morning. How's everyone today? Are you having a good morning? Anything exciting today? What? You found a lucky penny on the street. Woohoo!
I'm
going to
get a guinea pig today.
Are you getting a guinea pig today?
I found a penny in my mama's
In your mother's purse. That's a good place to find pennies, in mom's purse. I'll bet you can find more than pennies in there.
I went to a friend's birthday party and a movie theater.
You went to a birthday party and a movie theater. Was the birthday party at the movie theater? And what movie did you see?
Yeah.
I don't know that. Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had to save his home.
And you got to go to the movie too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Norman had to save his home.
No,
his name is Norm.
Norm. Okay, he saved his home. All right. And school's going well? Do you have lots of friends at school? Have you ever been with a group of friends and all of a sudden somebody looks at you and says, we don't want you to be our friend anymore. Why don't you go away? You are right. That is not nice. But they do that today. And I don't know why, at least in our family with our children, it's the girls that are worse. Anybody agree with that? You know, what was it? 20, 30 years ago, maybe less than that, the movie Mean Girls? Oh, good Lord, unfortunately how true that is. And that's not nice. You are absolutely right. So don't ever tell a friend that they can't be your friend and have to leave. But you know what? In this picture today, Jesus' hometown where his friends were, they didn't like him. Can you imagine that? What?
Oh,
different movie? Different story?
Yeah.
Okay. This is about Jesus at Bethlehem. Now, he was born in Bethlehem, but where did he live?
Jerusalem.
Not Jerusalem. He went there and visited. How about this word right there at my finger?
Nazareth.
Jesus grew up in Nazareth, and when he was a little older, he tried to tell the people some things, and they just basically said, Jesus, you're not right. You need to leave. You need to go away. But Jesus really didn't listen to them. He still did what God wanted him to do, and for 3 years, he was living on the earth and being who God called him to be. And we still to this day, some 2,000 years later, celebrate his birthday. And then we celebrate Easter, his death. His death on Friday and his resurrection on Easter morning. So we need to remember that it's not nice to tell our friends to go away. We don't want to be their friends anymore. It's always nice to welcome everybody. And even sometimes if maybe people tell us, well, we don't like you anymore. Remember that Jesus had that happen to him, but he was the strong one, and everything went according to what God wanted to take place. Let's bow for prayer today. Lord God, for these boys and girls, we are grateful. Sometimes things don't always happen the way we want them to, but you're still there, and we are grateful. Bless these boys and girls and their moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, everyone who watches over and cares for them. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right, you're going to collect this morning for Race for Grace. All right.
If you would please turn to page 794 in your hymnal and join me in the responsive reading of Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress, to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. I have been an example to many, for you are my strong refuge.
I'm not filled with your grace and with your glory all day.
Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent.
For my enemies seek to turn me.
those who watch for my life consult together, saying, O God, be not far from me. I invite the ushers to come forward for God's tithes and our offerings. Our Savior, we praise you for your constant care. We are grateful that you have claimed us as your own, that we belong to you as part of your people. Thank you for drawing us to this congregation where we share in worship and study, friendship and service with others who love you. Let our lives be useful for your purposes. We gladly give our tithes and our offerings as a sign of the joy you give us to share with the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Be seated. We come to the time in the service to lift up our joys and concerns for individuals and situations in our midst. If you would turn on the back of our worship folder, you will see the prayer list that we have before us today. Laura is a patient at Excella Westmoreland Hospital, and I'm sure that she and her family would appreciate your prayers. Also in the third, we have our personal care and rehab individuals, those that we continually pray for. And then this month's prayer list, the second line from the bottom, the Jim family. Jim passed away this week. His services were yesterday. And so we'll want to remember the family and his friends as well. And then you have our service personnel and also then our sympathy to Sarah, the passing of her grandfather, her pop-pop, on January 22nd. I also have here that Terry has a herniated disc, and he will be seeing a surgeon this week. And I'm sure that the whole family will covet your prayers during this time of discernment. There are a multitude of other issues that you just turn on the TV or bring it up on the computer screen. And now in certain areas, you know, we've got to worry about mosquitoes and pregnancies, flooding and snow and hatred, turmoil and trauma around the world. So let us continue to remember all of those situations as we unite our hearts and our spirits together in our prayer hymn number 463. Lord, speak to me. Gracious and loving God, how good it is for our hearts, our minds, our spirits to have a Sabbath. For in your great wisdom, O God, you knew that we needed time to be set aside, to stop, to slow down, to ponder creation, to ponder the good news, and to be able to come into your presence to worship, to praise you, and to say thank you. Oh God, it is here that we experience your grace and your forgiveness. It is here, O God, that we experience your love, a love that will not let us go. O God, there's nothing we can do today to make you love us anymore. There's nothing we can do, O God, today to make you love us any less. For your love for each of us is perfect. It is full, it is complete, and it surrounds us each and every day.
Your presence, O God, is as close to us as the very air that we breathe. And we pray, O God, that we might be mindful that with every breath that we take in, and every breath that we exhale, O God, may we be mindful of your presence, grace, forgiveness, and your love for each of us. And your love, O God, you desire for us to share it, to live it, to proclaim it with the world, that others might be welcomed and received into your kingdom. O God, we come together today, mindful of the needs of other people, mindful of those that need healing physically, mentally, spiritually, mindful of those, O God, who are hurting, who are struggling, who are dealing with disease and sickness, mindful of those, O God, who are oppressed and those who are oppressing, for those who are hungry and those who are full, for those spirits that are yearning and searching, and for those, O God, who are at peace. O God, we also pray, because we know that when we leave this place and go out into the world, that we are to represent you and your Son, Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit. And so we pray that as we interact in the days and the weeks ahead, that others might see and experience this holy presence of Christ radiating forth from within us, that they might catch a glimpse, that they might know who we are because we've been in your holy presence this day. Oh God, we pray for the mission and ministry of each family and individual that is represented here today. We pray for the mission and ministry of your church to the communities, to the people. Oh God, may all that we do and say bring honor and glory to you. For it is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we ask that we pray. As we now unite our hearts and our voices in the prayer that Christ has given us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We continue our journey through these last couple weeks of Corinthians. And this morning we continue with the 13th chapter of Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth. He writes these words: "If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but I do not have love, then I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I'm nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I even reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, but then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. The word of God for the people of God. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, for your servant Paul, for his energy, his compassion, his passion for the life of your church. Oh God, we are thankful for his words. And pray now, oh God, that the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts, that they will be pleasing and acceptable, oh God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Is your love, kindness, and compassion running a little bit thin? One of the teachers last night said, "Did you have a conversation with Abigail this week? About her class?" And I said, "No, should I?" I said, did a teacher's patience get a little thin with the class this week? And she said, "Uh-huh." I said, "Okay, I'll talk when we get home." It happens to all of us. There was a grandma here this morning that had to take her grandson into the bathroom, and I'm assuming to have a come-to-Jesus conversation. He was fine when he returned. He was not happy when he left. Is your love, kindness, and compassion running a little thin? Well, there's an app for that. Don't we wish there were? But if you really think about any problem that's out there, there probably is an app to handle it. Thank you to these computer geeks that are hiding in mom and dad's basement or their own places having nothing else to do, and they put these things together, and we have these apps that can do all kinds of things for us. Millions of applications. You need to help organize your to-do list? Well, then get the Do List To-Do Reminder app that will help you. Are you always seeming to run a little bit late? Well, there are a couple apps, Bounce app and Running Late app, and they'll even text your friends to let them know that you're running a little behind. Some of these apps do help us with better productivity, but I think some of them, well, just simply help us waste time. All of them, however, have become an ever-present reality in our lives. And sometimes, unless you update, these things won't work right. I finally buckled under yesterday when I was out and I bought our income tax program. I installed it on the computer and hit everything and opened it up, and then it said, the first thing it said to me was, "There are updates. Would you like to install them?" Well, download them first. Yes. And I know every time I'm going to open that baby up. Updates. Would you like them? Of course. However, these apps help us, perhaps, to be connected more electronically. But have they really made us better and more compassionate people? We might be texting a long-lost or distant friend, wishing them well in an upcoming procedure or illness that they're having or treatment, and yet we are ignoring the depressed person that's sitting right next to us. Or maybe we're Snapchatting a picture of our dinner or our lasagna, and maybe, I don't know, in my family it'd probably be held up here. And if you know why these two fingers go sideways in front of your face when you do a Snapchat, will you let me know why? I think they turn the hand this way. I haven't figured that out. But you know, people post their dinners, fantastic meals and things while they're walking down the street. And how many homeless, hungry people are they passing? Well, Paul says, we need a love update, an agape update. Because Paul was dealing with problems in the church at Corinth. And they're really not unlike any of the 21st century issues and problems we're dealing with today. In the church at Corinth, Paul was upset because people in the congregation were suing each other. Back and forth, probably from the left side to the right side. They were obsessed with teachers, and those teachers were not Paul and Jesus. They seemed to be a little relaxed on their sexual ethics. Now, it may have been in Corinth. I've read that there were a multitude of pagan temples, and one of those temples bragged that they housed 1,000 sacred prostitutes. Not yet gotten my head around how you get sacred and prostitute in the same sentence. I guess that would be an adjective. They were hurling insults back and forth. And then when they joined together to celebrate Holy Communion. Now that was different then than it is now. You didn't get a little piece of bread and a little tablespoon of juice. Back in Paul's day, when you shared in the meal together of communion, it was a full meal spread out on the table. And the wealthier people who could leave work earlier, they came early and they pretended it was Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner and they pigged out. And by the time the poor people were able to come to worship at the last minute, the meal was gone and they went home hungry. Paul believes that they need to shut down, to update our lives, not only to make our communities run smoother and in a more Christ-like manner, but also because it will do our own spiritual lives good and it will make the church more friendly to the outsiders. A love update. Agape update. Now, we in the English language only have one word for love. You could say, I love my car. I love my stuffed animal. I love this meal. I love my cat or my dog. I love my spouse. But hopefully you love your spouse differently than you love the car. Well, in the Roman world, the Greek language differentiated between different types of love. There's the word philia, which talks about that friendship kind of love. That's where we get Philadelphia, the city of love. And then I just learned a new one recently. I believe it's pronounced storge, S-T-O-R-G-E, and that's that love between brothers and sisters and cousins, that type of family. And then there's eros, which is, well, we won't get into that. That's that romantic, intimate love. But when Paul uses the word love in 1 Corinthians 13, he uses the word agape. Agape love, which is real, willful, sacrificial, unconditional, self-giving love that should be in the life of the church. And so in this famous chapter, the love chapter, Paul really lays it out. Now, he has already said in chapter 12, we've been in there a couple weeks, you may be gifted. You may possess gifts. The gifts of the Holy Spirit may have a hold of you, and you may be using them in the life and the work of the church. But if you don't have love in your heart, it doesn't really work. Paul says in chapter 12, at the very end, as he's feeding into chapter 13, strive for the greatest gift, and I'll show you a more excellent way. And then he goes into, if I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but don't have love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. He says, you might have all the mysteries of the world at your fingertips, but if love is not in you, it's a waste of time. You might even decide to give everything away that you have, and yet if you don't do it out of love, it's nothing. In a community that embraces this agape love, Paul says that everything is changed. Instead of being at each other's throats, love makes them patient with one another and always takes away the possibility of jealousy. It pulls people's heads up from worrying only about themselves and gives way to the needs of others without any resentment or anger. It's just what God calls us to do. And love turns us away from those evil influences that can creep into our lives, and instead turns us to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul says this genuine, sacrificial, unconditional, self-giving love, it enables the community of Christ to bear, to hope, to endure for each other, and yes, for Jesus Christ. Oh, it's interesting that this 13th chapter of Corinthians is framed with the chapters before and after. In the end of 12, he says, strive for the greater gifts. And at the beginning of 14:1, he begs the Christians to pursue love. Agape is that kind of love that has to be chosen daily, prayed over, studied, practiced, nurtured, constantly used, or it will atrophy and be no more. It's designed to be freely shared with others, willingly shared with others. And when it is, then it makes the whole community a better place, for the presence of Christ is seen, is experienced, and felt. May this agape love of Christ rest upon us all. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for a love that will not let us go, that holds on to us with a grip that'll hold on forever. May we experience it, may we share it, may we live it. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn, number 408, The Gift of Love. Gracious and loving God, as we leave this place and go into the world, may inward love guide every act, every deed, every thought, every word that we speak. For we go in your holy and precious name to the world. Amen.